Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Core Short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Daniel Sperry. He is with the Kansas City Star. He covers soccer. Daniel, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing all right. I'd be doing much better if the USA had at least gave a fighting chance yesterday.
They did the opposite of a fighting chance, actually. They got beat up yesterday.
Complete opposite.
Yeah. So, Daniel, there's game stuff I want to talk to you about. There's individual player stuff I want to talk to you about. So, I mean, you've learned over the course of this. You and I have spoken. I'm not the biggest soccer fan, but I do think I'm somewhat knowledgeable on the sport. And Rob loves Christian Pulisic. That is his favorite athlete. He has his jersey. He watches him in the EPL. And I was laughing and joking with Rob a couple of days ago, and the text line was killing me for this. I've never seen Christian Pulisic play well. I'm not saying he's never played well. I'm just saying in the games that I watch, in the World Cup games, I've never seen him do anything. Yesterday, they're going up against this opponent. Man, they desperately needed him yesterday. And he was missing in action. He did nothing in the first half of the game, and then he had to come out because he got hurt.
Yeah, he gave the ball away 11 times in the first half. That is just... disappointing. That is so difficult to take. And I say this, you're probably right that you've never seen Christian Pulisic play well, because I don't know that I've ever seen him step up in the marquee moment, whether that be in even in CONCACAF Gold Cup, whether that be in Copa America, whether that's in the World Cup. I have yet to see Christian Pulisic step up in the moment and deliver. And it's so infuriating at times for a guy who easily probably in terms of what he is naturally gifted with as the ability as a soccer player, is beyond anything that we've probably ever had for many American players. I think there's maybe a few who might ever come close. And yet it just feels like it's constantly squandered, whether it's injury, whether it is poor performance, whether it is he wants to take a rest during the last big tournament before a World Cup and the Gold Cup. When you don't have to go through World Cup qualifying and you don't get tested on the road, you don't get tested in tough environments. And they were not great in World Cup qualifying in those environments going into 2022. You could excuse all of that in the years prior because, oh, they're young, they're still learning, and they're coming through. But Pulisic's 27, the next World Cup, he's going to be 31. And the question that I have is, when are we going to get my question is, when are we going to get a marquee moment from Pulisic? And I just don't know if the answer is going to be ever, because it's so frustrating to see this guy have that talent and then just never deliver when you need it the most. And I think, just watching Messi earlier, didn't have a great first 60 minutes of the game. aim to life. And now it's messy, right? There's differences here, but there's not that there, you can control like the drive, the effort, and the intensity, no matter what your talent is. And that never waned for Messi, that never waned for Argentina. You watch Colombia right now against Switzerland, that intensity never waned. And I feel like every single time we get to the big moment with Pulisic, I see that intensity drop or not show up. And that's just where I'm left begging for more from him. And so you're right. You've probably never seen him have a big moment for the U.S. because I don't know that he has. And I don't know yet if he will, because that if something has to change internally there, I think.
I mean, we've discussed this golden generation, and I imagine that he's one of the people that's a part of it. How would you describe this golden generation? How would you explain this golden generation, as it feels like all of it was sort of leading towards this moment? The U.S. was going to host the World Cup. They got as deep in this tournament as they have in quite some time. On paper, it felt like a coin flip kind of game, and they flamed out ultimately of the tournament.
Yeah, and this is a group that I think, based on what you've built in with that group, after 2018, they failed to make the World Cup, right? Or going into the 2018 World Cup, they did not make it. And then you had this, they kind of cut out most of the older guys, even if they were like late 20s, right? 29, 30, guys that maybe could have been there at least as vets going into 22 in that 33 to 34 age range. And they took one of the youngest teams ever to the World Cup in 22. Now you say, okay, you've got a World Cup of experience under your belt. You played England, you played Wales, you played Iran, and then you played the Netherlands over there. That should have given you some experience to learn from going into that World Cup, this one in 2026, that we were going to host. The opportunity to, they've shipped off most of these guys. I was looking at this lineup of the players that started. Only two of them currently play in MLS, and I think four of them have ever played a minute in Major League Soccer. The rest of them have been either MLS products that were like Weston McKennie and Chris Richards, who were great academy stars and immediately shipped to Europe to develop, or guys that they found in Europe like a Serginho Dest, like a Anthony Robinson, like a Malik Tillman that had those ties, and even Fuller and Balogun. Those guys had those ties. Pulisic never came through an MLS academy. He was straight into Borussia Dortmund because he had a Croatian passport. So, like, even at the youth level before the 2018 debacle, like, we were pushing these guys at 16, 17, and 18 into Europe to try and get them ready so that when they're in their prime, they can come together at a World Cup and hopefully do well. And to see them now kind of come into the match where this is it, they're in their prime years, 26, 27, you know, Pulisic's 27, McKennie and Adams are both 27, Anthony Robinson is 28 or 29, Balogun's 25. Like, these are guys that are right in the prime of their years for pro soccer. And for the home World Cup, you would, in everything lined up for them to potentially make a big statement and finally beat one of the big teams. And they've had the experience. And, you know, after the game, you even see a lot of the guys dapping each other up. They've played together. They all play together on the same clubs, play against each other regularly. So it's not like these guys are not getting tested at the highest level. They all play with them or against their opponents. And they got whooped. They didn't show up in the moment, and they kind of shrunk. And I'm just kind of shaking my head at the loss of losing, going as far as they did, as they always have, which is to make it to the round of 16 and to fail, just like other generations who have been less talented, less privileged to be given the opportunities and the pathways to go play in Europe and test themselves. They did as good as all of them. And that's just, I think, the most frustrating thing about looking at that match last night in hindsight, is what a waste of the big moment for what was supposed to be the golden American generation.
Right now, we're talking to Daniel Sperry. He covers soccer for the Kansas City Star, just going through the United States being eliminated from the World Cup. Also want to get his thoughts on the great come-from-behind victory that we saw from Argentina. I'm sure as a soccer person, you have sat around and you have had this conversation with other soccer people. If somebody put you in charge of United States soccer, What would be some of your fixes? What were some of your proposals be to turn this around? Because every 4 years, I feel like we have the exact same conversations about soccer. I think you can see a noticeable improvement in the talent, but there still appears to me to be a gap between the United States and some of the top European teams. We just saw that in this game. What would some of your fixes be to turn American soccer around?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me would be simply to make sure that these guys that are playing with the national team are playing with each other regularly. The Argentina national team, right? They've got a couple of players, Messi, who plays with Rodrigo De Paul, who plays in the midfield for them. They play together at the club level. So they train every single day together. They play every single day together, play every single game together. A lot of these guys in this group, every single time they're called in to represent Argentina, as long as they are remotely healthy, they're doing it and they're playing these games. I think we're at a point now where we have enough prospects that are going to go to Europe. The pathways have been opened up for that to continue. MLS academies are pumping out high-level players more than ever before. And even some of the other academies around the country that are not like within the MLS loop are also doing the same and sending players to Europe. And so to kind of get that test. So like we've built that pathway in. Now it's about like this is, you know, going back to this with Pulisic kind of bowing out of the CONCACAF Gold Cup last year and a few others. The main group of this men's national team had not played a competitive match together really before the World Cup since the 2024 Copa America, which was under a different coach. And so under Greg Berhalter. So then you're looking there at the aftermath of that. They get Mauricio Pochettino in, and then they never actually get a real hard competitive match with the full group together until they get to the World Cup. And they tried it in friendlies. They tried to play these games against Portugal and Senegal and Belgium and Germany in the build-up to the World Cup. But, you know, they play the guys for 45 to 60 minutes and, you know, they're more worried about trying to put together tactics and stuff like that. They really just never got the opportunity to do this and play with that top group consistently over the last 4 years. And I think look at the Argentina team today, like this is borderline the same group that played in the World Cup final in 2024. And they've played every single World Cup qualifying match. They've played every single Copa America match together for the last 4 years. And they did that.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
That for the cycle before the 2022 World Cup. I think that's where there is a true like central camaraderie around all of them that the U.S. did not have in this as well, and experience playing together in tough moments. And so I would love to see going forward them try and actually do that with this team, because I think this generation of the U.S. player got coddled a little bit, allowed to, you know, Pulisic allowed to take a major tournament off. I don't love that at all. I don't love, you know, there was one player who did the same thing, and he didn't get anywhere near the roster for the World Cup. But because Pulisic is Pulisic, we allowed him to do that. And so I think that's the kind of I would love to see a bit of, you come in and you play for the national team and you give your all, or you don't get called in, and you come and do it every time. And if you kind of create a higher level of expectation for how the American player should be conducting oneself when representing the country and how often they are doing so, then I think maybe we'll be able to kind of mix that talent with that passion and that together fight that a group like Argentina showed. Even Belgium rallied together around the whole Fuller and Balogun stuff. You could see it. That is a locker room that is easily like a powder keg. One spark in it could blow up. There are stories in that locker room of players stealing each other's girlfriends. Like it is not a great splint, and they were able to rally around, find something to rally around and come together and just absolutely throttle someone. And Argentina does the same. They rally around supporting Leo Messi. They rally around their brotherhood. And I don't know that the U.S. has that yet. And so that will allow you to play above what your maybe talent threshold is, and beyond that, and take you to the next level. And so I think I'd love to see that specifically for the U.S. men's national team, because you can go on and on and talk about pay to play for youth soccer. You can go talk about MLS academies and the MLS league, and you can talk about all that stuff. But ultimately, for the top 10% that goes and plays for the U.S. men's national team, that is like what is needed. And that those other little things that we're talking about, pay to play, all the pathway stuff, that doesn't matter really in terms of that top group that we have, because the talent is there, but the effort, the togetherness just was not in the biggest moment needed.
Right now, we're talking to Daniel Sperry for a couple more minutes here. He covers soccer for the Kansas City Star. Two last questions here. Let's start with the comfort behind win that we saw just a few hours ago between Argentina and Egypt. What a game. What a comeback. I mean, that might be the second craziest comeback that we've seen in the last month, second to the Knicks, who were down 29 points in right. The second half of the NBA Finals. What a run for Argentina that now finds themselves in the final eight teams.
Yeah, and for a second there, I really thought they were on the ropes. You know, that Egypt goes up 2-0. VAR calls it back. It's a foul. I know Egypt doesn't love it. I know a lot of fans don't love it, but it's a foul. And it led to the goal. It allowed Egypt to score the goal. Otherwise, that play doesn't even happen. So you call it back. But then Egypt immediately gets another one at 2 and makes it 2-0. And I just thought, man, that was the moment. You know, Argentina gets a break, and then they go level at 1-1, and it never happened. So then when Egypt went up 2-0, I thought it was over. But to get two goals like that in 5 minutes just shows that if you hang around, you believe, and you keep putting in all your effort, you know, some things break your way, you get the right rebounds, and ultimately you have a guy like Messi who can make that incredible cross to Cristiano Ronaldo. He finishes off the play, and then at that point, Egypt was just kind of all out of sorts, and Argentina capitalized again, able to keep their composure, find a way to win in the biggest moments. This Argentina team, even in the 22 World Cup, they were tested along the way. They went to a penalty kick shootout. They lost early to Saudi Arabia. They weren't always great, but they always found a way to win. And I just think that's what kind of makes this team so great, is their ability to come back like what we saw against Egypt, and backs against the wall. They seem to do it every time. And it's one of those, just you cannot doubt that team any way, shape, or form.
We got a game that's going on right now. The winner of this game will play Argentina in Kansas City on Saturday, Switzerland and Colombia. It is tied 0-0 in the 77th minute. I have not been watching it. I don't know how to work the TV here. I turn into an old person all of a sudden whenever I walk into the studio. I have no clue how to work the television. So you got to explain it to me. How is this game going so far? Who do you think wins? Who do you ultimately faces Argentina on Saturday?
You know, I'm kind of 50-50 on this game. I think both teams are very even, and I think that's why this game's probably going to end up in extra time. I say personally, I would love Colombia to win, because I think the spectacle of that game at Arrowhead, those have easily been the far and away the two best fan bases that have come to Kansas City, the Colombian fans and Argentinian fans, for as far as in-stadium atmosphere and support. And to get the mix of that, the kind of fire that will happen on the field between the two teams. It is a South American rivalry. It was the last South American championship game, the Copa America in 2024. It was Colombia and Argentina. Like that is top level. But then the soccer that might get played, if it's Switzerland and Argentina, might be better overall soccer, I think. And so I'm kind of torn here. But ultimately, I'm kind of hoping Colombia pulls it out. But I won't be surprised if this game even ends up into extra time or in a penalty shootout. Because right now it's 0-0. It's very even. It's about 50-50 possession. They both have the same amount of shots on target. They both have the same amount of touches in the opponent's penalty area. I mean, it is about as even as a game can get. It's a little back and forth, and it's a lot of fun. So if you're on your way home or can figure out your TV, tune in, because I think that extra time and potential that might come here in a penalty shootout would be a great spectacle. And like I said, fingers crossed we get that Colombia-Argentina matchup, but I don't think we will lose any way, shape, or form in Kansas City if it's Argentina-Switzerland on Saturday.
This is the most important question that I've asked you. I'm sure by now you've seen that Adam Sandler, he did the wedding for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Is there a celebrity that you would like to do your wedding? And what's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Adam Sandler movie is going to be... You know, I'll say this. I am not a huge Adam Sandler. I'm not a huge movie guy anyways. But I will, if I had to choose a celebrity, I will say, I'll take a soccer route. I'll take Zlatan, because he might say something absolutely hilarious as the officiant. Thankfully, I had a family friend that is a minister do my wedding almost 10 years ago now. Zlatan, I think if I could choose a celebrity, he has been entertaining and hilarious in all of these World Cup coverage. And I'll take him just to say something crazy. And then Adam Sandler movie, I guess I got to go Happy Gilmore.
That is Daniel Sperry joining us on the show. He's with the Kansas City Star. He covers soccer, talking a little bit of World Cup. Daniel, I don't want you to think this is the last time we'll have you on the show. Just because the United States is out of the World Cup, it does not mean the World Cup is over. I still want to see who wins this thing, so we'll have you on next week, man. I appreciate your time.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.